Someday you will find me caught beneath a landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Oh, yes, it's Oasis. Oh, folks, that's one of my favorites. And, of course, you're one of my favorites, all 40 of you, listening now to Dale Radio, Some Things I Enjoy. I'm your host, Dale Seaver, coming to you from the foul banks of the Gowanus. Oh, my goodness, it's a pleasure to be back with you. We've got some fun in store. Hey, folks, have you had a bugle lately? These are a snack item that I was quite frankly surprised to see they still made. You know, sometimes you'll encounter such a thing in a convenience store or what have you, something you thought was long pulled from the shelves. Well, turns out they still make the things, and they're in the shape of little, well, bugles, of course, but more of a cornucopia is what they are, and they have a cornucopia flavor as far as I'm concerned. And you know, I'll tell you, they're lighter than a Frito, and real tasty. I've been just snacking on these, and let me tell you, there's something. If you have a chance, go out and find them. You won't be sorry. And listen, I'm gonna just wash that down with a little bit of my old standby. Oh yes, indeed. Well, hey, I need to send a quick thank you out to JJ, because he had some lightning quick reaction that saved my hide a little while ago. I was invited up to host Monte Carlo night at the Great Barrington Kennel Club in Western Massachusetts over the weekend, and boy, we had a lot of fun up there. A lot of fun indeed. It was not a high-paying gig, but that's not why I do it. It's to be around the people and to see the little. They actually had dogs playing poker that night, and that was fun to see. Because you've seen the painting, but it was just fun to see it all with their little suits and the visors and things. That's nice, really. It's something. Anyhow, I was given a rental car by a company that I won't name, though it rhymes with Plavis. And they gave me a car. And boy, sometimes you just know it's not going to work out. I can't exactly explain it. But you know, I sat in this thing. And I thought, "Whoa, this might be a problem," which leads me to you know, I'm going to come back to that thought because some spooky things have been happening, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. But anyhow, this car, this piece of junk, I get in it, and wouldn't you know, I'm out there in the woods, past waterfalls and all this, and the thing just conks out completely, dies, is out of there. And so I called JJ, and he says, not to worry, don't panic. And wouldn't you know it, he came through. He got on the horn there and got them to send another car over from Albany. And I spent a nice 2 hours there in the mobile convenience store, which is incidentally where I discovered the bugles. So all good things, right? They all things have a reason. But hey, friends, I've been feeling spooky lately. And it's that thing, that sense of knowing before something happens, a precognitive reality shaping ability. Now, I've been real high on omega-3s, getting the fish oils in my system, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It could, but hey, listen. I've been starting to get these premonitions, these feelings, where I'll think to myself, gosh, wouldn't it be interesting if someone did a story about chocolate manufacturers in the greater Brooklyn area? And my goodness gracious, wouldn't you know that the next day in the New York Times, they start writing about that. Well, that's eerie, friends. Now, the other day, I think to myself, I haven't seen a cockroach in a while. It's been a few weeks. I wonder if I'll see one. I feel like I'm going to see one. It's about time. And wouldn't you know, the very next day, friends, the very next day, crawling in my bathroom sink, there's one of them. Now, over in Brooklyn, we call them water bugs, but that won't hide the fact that it was a cockroach, and I had to kill it with my slipper right quick. Well, let me give you one more example of this in a very, very eerie situation. To make this story more effective, if you can dim the lights wherever you are and maybe hold a flashlight up under your chin and look in the mirror and sort of lip sync along to what I'm saying, that'll be very creepy. Well, listen, this is what happened. I, on my way up to Broadway to pass out the flyers, I took a shortcut there through a little alley that a coworker turned me on to, and I passed a little, well, to call it a stoop would be unfair. It was more of a welcoming slab, you know, a kind of slab of granite or something that they put out in front of a doorway, you know, in an area of egress. So this thing is just covered in bird droppings and pigeon poo, folks. And you can see, if you look up, there's a fire escape. And that's where the pigeons are sitting. Now, you know, I think this is true, that pigeons will only crap if they're sitting down, or, you know, in a stopped position. That's just a fun fact to file away for yourself. But anyway, the fact is, I was walking under this thing, and I thought to myself, Dale, this is a good way to get crapped on. And, you know, as soon as I came out from underneath that little section, I looked around at nothing, and I thought, well, good. Nah, maybe the curse is broken. I'm not going to be able to manifest every single thing I think and summon it forth into our world. Well, anyhow, I go up to work. I finish up there, you know, a good 5-6 hours later, and I'm heading back down. I think I'll take the shortcut again, and I'm walking through. Now, it doesn't hurt that where these... where the stoop is, the doorway there leads into some kind of it's like a puppy daycare kind of thing. And so you stop and you look at the dogs and when they're doing what have you, and some of them in their timeout windows, and many people are looking in and taking pictures, though it says clearly don't take pictures, shame on you, but they're cute and they're adorable. But anyhow, I didn't stop on this particular day. But I walked past and looked in, as anybody would, and I got down to the subway and thought, oh my gosh, this is a miracle. Not only is the mighty F train right there where I needed it to be, but it's a new one. It's not one of these old orange, cars. It's a new blue one with the fancy lights and the computer lady that tells you where you're going to be. And I thought, oh, this is going to be just a good night. Now, further sweetening the deal, a young woman got on there. And, you know, let me just say that ever since Ginny and I broke up, it's been lonely, a lonely existence. And sometimes, you know, I feel sad about myself or think, well, how am I going to meet somebody? And oftentimes I think... that maybe, just maybe, public transportation is going to be the vehicle in which I may meet the intended, and you know, I'm a man, so I'm flush with the possibilities of true companionship. And this lady gets on, and she locks eyes with me, and staring very intently, and sort of what I imagine goes on when somebody's checking you out. That's what I thought at first. I felt, oh boy, she, you know, here it is. And she, let me describe just this about her. She had a most interesting hairstyle. I haven't seen this in a while, or if ever. And I can only describe it as if you just took two colors out of the rainbow, and it was just the indigo to violet. You know, that transition from one color of a little bit lighter to a darker. That's the kind of hair she had. That's the kind of coloring it was, in tight little curls. And, you know, cute gal. And I thought, well, okay, this is something. She's looking at what Dale has to offer, but you're never sure how to capitalize on that moment. So I just smiled back and tried to look away, and every now and again I'd look back. But hey, we got to her stop, which was one before mine, and I was standing in the doorway. Now I had seen other people looking at me, and of course I thought to myself, fans. And what's important in that moment is just, don't get caught up in it. Just stay focused on the work. Stay true to who you are. Don't get caught up in fame. Don't let it go to your head. So I nodded to many people knowingly, and I just stuck to myself there, and think about that now. Anyhow, the young lady, we got at her stop, which was one stop before mine. And I was standing in the doorway, and I saw her again. She was walking past, and that's when you start to think, oh, now fate is having a hand in this. This is something. And so I smiled at her again, making eye contact as she walked by, and the doors closed, and off we went to my stop. Now, when I got off, ladies and gentlemen, there were a couple of urban street youths that were sort of blocking the stairway as I ascended to the street level. And so I just kept my head down and looked straight ahead. But as I was looking down and emerging from the top of at the top of the stairs there, I noticed to my left that on my very favorite spring transition jacket was right there on my left shoulder, a big pile of pigeon crap. And now, and just, and not even, not quite dry. That's how big it was, folks. The thing where it was just, that's a decent subway ride for that not to be dried. Anyhow, that must have been the real reason that people were looking at me. But isn't that spooky that I was able to summon that as if to say, I know this is going to happen. And then it did happen. And boy, I just can't help thinking about that moment where she was looking back at me, smiling with this big pile of crap on my shoulder. Well, that doesn't bode well for our relationship, maybe. Let me leave it at that. But, folks, I think if it's true that we can have some kind of positive and powerful realization properties hidden in our minds, if we are able to unlock and use more than 10% of our brains, and the result is that we can summon things forth into the known world, well, by all means, use that power for good. I really mean that. And if you can take one thing away, I would say, just avoid walking where you might get crapped on. That's solid advice, friends, and that's coming to you straight from somebody who knows. Hey, listen, we're just about out of time, but I've enjoyed spending so much time with you. We're running a little long, and I apologize for that, but we'll get right back to the music right now. Thanks again for listening so much.